In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Vacation Sunday. It always falls halfway between Easter and Pentecost. Just as the readings from Acts show the early church coming to terms with who is called to what, it's something we should all return to from time to time as followers of Jesus. And that's what this Sunday is about. We're called to many things which are different to each one of us, and we know that they're there if we stop and have a time of silent reflection. Put simply, we're all called to dream, called to listen, and called to journey. If you remember large social gatherings, across a crowded room, no matter how busy it is, no matter how engaged you are, you can always hear your name. As Jesus puts it, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Jesus calls us by name. We recognise ourselves being called in whatever vague way, and then it's up to us to follow. Although for me in ordination it took 14 years to respond to a call, so maybe I need a spiritual hearing aid. But who has a vocation? And let's be honest, it doesn't just mean you have to get ordained. How do you follow the Lord? How do you discern things? In lots of ways, it's really quite simple. We need to trust God's grace and not to do it in our own strengths. Mother Teresa put it as, many people mistake our work for our vocation. Our vocation is the love of Jesus. And when we understand that, our vocation is the love of Jesus, when we truly live that, we're called to many things. And as with all such journeys, it changes and adapts as we hear and follow more. But to do this, we need to drop our ego self, the I know best thinking, if you like. This is dying to self that's always been talked about in the Bible, to be replaced by being gloriously reborn into who and what we really are. For most of us, it's gradual. For a few, it's at a single point. And as you know, with me, it took 14 years to respond. There's always a part of it which is about being worthy. But we need to remember an answer to a call is not done in our strength. Thérèse of Lisieux summed up this fact about God's calling by saying, he does not call those who are worthy, but those whom he will. And looking at their CVs, you really wouldn't have started with the disciples. Everyone is worthy of service in God's church. But just as we have many different names, there are many different unique vocations. And we're not called to fail. Stepping out in faith is to walk with Jesus down an untrodden road in trust, knowing we're infinitely loved. Jesus says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. But hearing our call and then following the shepherd is often not easy. It is a journey with twists and turns, highs and lows. It's often easier and more comfortable just to stay put. But the Spirit is insistent and will not let go of us. Which when you think about it, and about how much love that shows, to be that patient is amazing. Lots of things separate us from God and stop us from following a vision. There are practical things, though, that we can do. We can let go of past hurts and give them to God. We can be reconciled to those from whom we are separated. Indeed, we can forgive ourselves. We need to trust God can do infinitely more than we can imagine. Some of you will have heard of Thomas Merton, a Catholic priest and mystic. His words are a profound reflection. Discovering vocation does not mean scrambling towards some prize just beyond our reach, but accepting the treasure of our true selves we already possess. Vocation does not come from a voice out there, calling us to be something we are not. It comes from a voice in here, calling us to be the people we were born to be, to fulfil the original selfhood given to each one of us at birth by God. Each of us has a personal vocation, which God has given us for our own joy and sanctity. To paraphrase Paul's letter to the Ephesians, some are called to be those who are sent somewhere. Others to speak truth to power. Others to tell the story. Others to care for people. And others to be teachers. We need to know this, and know that we could all hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Age is no barrier, nor gender, nor anything else that we can put there. God calls us to things we won't fail at. And perhaps you're being called to something today. Amen.
You believe.